In this tutorial, we will review how to reschedule a patient's appointment when using the Office Appointments Compare view. The first method allows you to choose the patient before selecting an appointment time and date. In the top left-hand corner of the screen, click the Select Patient button. Click the Select Patient button. Enter one of the forms of patient identification into the text box. When the correct patient's name has been selected, the appointment summary screen will appear. When the correct patient's name has been selected, the appointment summary screen will appear. From the patient's appointment summary screen, the most basic way to reschedule an appointment is by clicking the Reschedule button at the top of the screen. A pop-up will appear for you to select by patient or by practice. This is to document who initiated the reschedule. A record of reschedules and cancels will be kept in the patient's appointment summary. A record of reschedules and cancels will be kept in the patient's appointment summary. A record of reschedules and cancels will be kept in the patient's appointment summary. After selecting one of the two options, the summary will list only future appointments that are available for rescheduling. Click on the appointment that you wish to reschedule, and you will be forwarded to the CompareView schedules for the date of that selected. Left-click on the appointment that you wish to reschedule. You will be forwarded to the CompareView schedules for the date of the selected appointment. Notice in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen, there will be a message stating, "Select slot to reschedule to." Use the move bars or arrows to select a date and time to reschedule the appointment. Be sure that the correct provider's schedules are selected. To select or change the providers to the order that you prefer, click the Doctor button and choose the providers needed. Use the move bars or arrows to select a date and time to reschedule the appointment. Be sure that the correct provider's schedules are selected. To select or change the providers to the order that you prefer, click the Doctor button and choose the providers needed. When an available time has been determined, left-click into the slot and the appointment detail screen will appear. If the type of appointment had already been set, it will remain. If the type of appointment had already been set, it will remain the same in the reschedule time slot. Any notes in the note field will also remain the same, and you may add or omit anything as needed. When the OK button is pressed, you will return to the appointment summary screen. If you do not need to reschedule multiple appointments, click the check mark in the top left corner and you will return to the provider's schedules. Here you will notice that the patient has been rebooked for their appointment. The second method allows you to reschedule a patient from the appointment summary screen. Rather than clicking on the Reschedule Appointment button, find the appointment in the summary list and right-click over it. A pull-down menu will appear. Select one of the rescheduling options. When doing a practice reschedule, the previous time slot will automatically be made unavailable after selecting the new appointment time. When an available time has been determined, left-click into the slot and the appointment detail screen will appear. And when the OK button is pressed, you will again return to the appointment summary screen. You may select another appointment or click the check mark to return to the provider's schedules. Another right-click rescheduling option is available and works much in the same way as the previous method. From the provider's schedules, use the move bars or arrows to access the appointment needing to be rescheduled. Again, be sure that the provider whom the appointment is scheduled with is selected. Right-click on the correct patient's appointment. The pull-down menu will appear where you can select the type of reschedule needed. After you have selected a reschedule option, you will notice that the patient's name will be listed above the move bars. When an available time has been determined, left-click into the slot and the appointment detail screen will appear. After the OK button is pressed, you will return to the revised schedule and you will notice that the patient has been rebooked for their appointment. After the OK button is pressed, you will return to the revised schedule, where you will notice that the patient has been rebooked for their appointment. The final option also allows you to reschedule a patient from an already existing appointment. By left-clicking on the existing appointment, an options menu will appear. Notice that options 2 and 3 are the patient reschedule and the practice reschedule features. The last option, M, is the Practice Reschedule Leave Slot Available feature. As with the previous methods, selecting one of these options will bring you back to the provider's schedule, where you can use the move bars or arrows to navigate to a desired date. As with the previous methods, selecting one of these options will bring you back to the provider's schedules, where you can use the move bars or arrows to navigate to a desired date and select an available time slot. As with the previous methods, selecting one of these options will bring you back to the provider's schedule, where you can use the move bars or arrows to navigate to a desired date and select an available time slot. This concludes the Rescheduling a Patient's Appointment video tutorial.